This podcast replay is brought to you by Hijinx Sports Grill in Boca. Enjoy happy hour from 4 to 7 p.m. Reserve a VIP table online and receive one free sparkling wine. Follow them on Instagram at Hijinx Sports Grill.
It's like you saw what happened. By the way, great news. Brittany Griner gets released. And she gets traded for this. What's the guy's name? Victor Bout, who is a, you know, an arms dealer, a Russian arms dealer. And I'm thinking about this. They're in the middle of a war. They're running out of arms. They probably need an arms dealer to go out and find them some arms. So we just had to give them up to get Brittany Griner. And this is great for her. It's kind of sucks that you have to give this guy up. But what else are you going to do? You got to try to get her freed. Now, the sad part was, and props to this young man, because he kind of caught himself for, you know, saying something stupid. Micah Parsons slammed Biden. And look, I'm not a Biden guy. I mean, you know, Biden was, I think most people put Biden in to just get rid of the orange man and then move on to whoever the next president's going to be, probably, you know, because, come on. Yeah, Biden's like a placeholder. I mean, you know, to me, Biden is George Bush Jr., Jimmy Carter, you know, Gerald Ford, especially Gerald Ford, because they both fall down a lot. Gerald Ford used to fall all over the place, just like Biden. But those are like weak presidents. You know, they're not bad people. They're just not great presidents. They're not good presidents. They're just whatever we voted in there, you know? Although I'll give George Bush Jr. out of the four a slight nod ahead, because he threw a strike when he was throwing out the first pitch. I got to give him credit. That was a really nice strike by George Bush Jr. But you know, listen, we vote weak presidents in all the time. We've got one in place now, you know. So I'm not defending Biden, but he did a good job getting Brittany, you know, Griner freed. Now, Paul Whelan, a Marine that's been there for 4 years, has been stuck there since 2018. The problem is Micah then ripped him and said, oh, I'm still not voting for Biden. Okay, so what, bro? And he says, I'm the furthest thing from a Trump supporter, and I'm not a Biden fan either. I'm with him on that. I'm not definitely never a Trump guy. And definitely, you know, Biden is whatever. But he then apologized because you can't be ripping the United States for this, because they have no control over this. And what are you going to do? They don't want to let go of the Marine. Do you know why? It's a hell of a lot more, you know, it's better PR for Biden, for Putin, to have a U.S. Marine who, whatever they call him, espionage, spy, whatever, it looks better for him than you're jailing some female basketball player. And you have no control over that. So what are you going to do? Tell them, no, until you give us both, we're not giving you the arms dealer. You can't do that. And whatever Putin is holding out for, it's going to be a lot more than Victor Bout. Whatever it is. Or he's not even holding out for it. Maybe this is his way of getting back at the U.S. because the U.S. is in the process of kicking his ass without having to kick his ass. Because they're just supplying Ukraine, who is kicking his ass. As the Ukrainians are taking over and they're taking back more and more of their territory day by day. And as, hell, Putin just said a couple days, 2 days ago, I think he said, that we're not going to enlist more people in the... Of course not, because it's just a butcher shop. You're sending people to die. Did you see those recordings from some of the soldiers? They caught the telephone transmissions. We have no food. We haven't been fed for days. It's constantly raining on us. We're, you know, what? Because remember, we're headed into winter now, and so they're like, and so they're running away. And on the other side of the phone call, oh, that's trees and this. I don't care. This night, this is the war that they're fighting. So unfortunately, but I give Micah a ton of credit, because somebody must have pulled him aside and said, Micah, we have no control over this, dude. The good thing is you got one of the Americans out. They just freed another one just, 5, 6 months ago, we just got another one freed. You know, they're working on it. They're getting people freed. But a Marine, brother, Putin's going to use him like a medal of honor. You know, even if the guy never committed a crime, they don't care about that over there. You know that. Here's what I'll tell all of you out there. Don't go to Russia. Don't go to China. Don't go to Cuba. What the hell are you doing? Don't go to North Korea. Don't go to any of these countries that you put yourself at risk for anything. I don't care what you're going for. Don't go. It's pretty simple. Stay away from all of that. But I'm glad that Brittany Griner is back. You know, obviously held there for no reason at all. Now, incredible stupidity on her part. Let's not excuse. Okay, she doesn't deserve what she got. But I'm not going to excuse Brittany Griner out of stupidity. We're all guilty of stupidity. Do you want stupidity? Do you want stupidity? I was here at 10 in the morning. That's stupid. I'm supposed to be here at 3 in the afternoon. This morning I woke up like I normally would do a 10 a.m. show, but a road show. So I wake up a little earlier to prepare. And I prepare, boom, boom. Showered, got in the car, got here, and I'm setting up, and I'm going, Sean told me he might be a little late. And then I realize it's Thursday. I'm here at 3. I had to go back home. That's stupidity. We're all guilty of it. I do things all the time that are stupid. Now, there are certain levels of stupidity, and if you're going to take drugs, even if it's weed, into North Korea, Mexico, or wherever you're going, a third country, somewhere, you're a maniac. Come on. What is wrong with you? But kudos to Micah that he at least apologized. That was good. That was good that he realized that some things are out of our control, and that's definitely one of them.